It's your favorite Theo Al, Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron on the Overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got my man Flea behind the glass. So I was debating where I want to go. Which direction I want to go. After all the talk on social media and on this station yesterday, and some with Tommy, the way he ended his show, that was the tipping point for me. Yanks with a great win. We'll get into that. The U.S. chokes. In the World Cup, as usual. But I'm starting with what's been the hot topic around here. And that is all the stupid talk. And yes, it's stupid about trading Francisco Lindor. It's dumb. It's stupid. It makes no sense, especially if you know baseball. Especially if you've looked at the upcoming free agent classes. Especially when the kid you have as the next shortstop is 18 years old and not ready in the minor league system. He is the next one. I'll talk about him in a little bit as well. This nonsense, let's trade Francisco Lindor. Him and Juan Soto don't get along. How quick and loose people bring up Francisco Lindor's wife, the disrespect, bringing up his wife, which has nothing to do with this. You know why the Mets have sucked the last 2 years and why they, last year it went down the hill and this year it's been a disaster? The starting pitching. It's not Francisco Lindor's fault. It's not Juan Soto's fault. The starting pitching. That's why. Now, last year, Lindor and Soto played together pretty much most of the season, along with everybody's favorite former Met, Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, and the rest of the guys that Met fans can't stop talking about. This year, they've barely played together. Lindor was active, Soto was hurt. Soto was hurt, Soto was active, Lindor was hurt. Now they're taking it easy with Francisco Lindor because it's a tricky situation with his calf. So I understand it. Especially when the season is over. But what are you getting in return for Francisco Lindor? If you're quick to pump your gums, who are you getting for him? What are you getting for him? You do know that he has a full no-trade clause. You do know that, right? Oh, that's right, he does. You do know he's not just going to accept a trade wherever you want to send him. Matter of fact, I don't even think he wants out of New York. And to be honest with you, if I'm him, with how toxic and disrespectful, ungrateful this fan base is, I couldn't pack up soon enough. See you later. We've seen this soap opera before. Remember Carlos Beltran? He had a great 2006 MVP type season. And what is he remembered for? Strike three, game seven. Like everything was his fault. Mets fans could never let him live that down and couldn't let go of that. And then we get another superstar. Steve Cohen's first big acquisition in Francisco Lindor. A guy who has been the model citizen, the face of the franchise, a good teammate. Doesn't get in trouble off the field. 2024, put the team on his back. Literally hurt his back with the team on his back. Carried us to the playoffs. Now, Tommy mentioned he was in the building. I was standing right next to him versus the Phillies. That grand slam. The greatest moment I've ever had at Citi Field. It was shaking. It was rocking. It was electric. And he rounded the bases. All business. Job's not done. But what do people talk about? Pete Alonso's home run versus Devin Williams. Great moment. No doubt about it. The Lindor moment doesn't happen without that. But we're quick to forget what the man has done. And then I see the stupid post, Jose Reyes is better than Francisco Lindor. Well, what are you smoking? What kind of stuff were you on the 4th of July weekend? What kind of bootleg stuff were you buying? Did you shoot a firework off your brain? Again, what are you getting for Francisco Lindor? Tell me, please. Fernando Tatis Jr., the guy who got popped for PEDs, you see his power numbers? He's got none. Oh, and by the way, his team is also under 500. A guy who got into a motorcycle accident didn't tell anyone. Didn't tell anyone. The guy was in the clubs more than working on his game. Oh, no, but let's trade Francisco Lindor. For what? What are you getting? Now, I will admit, maybe a year or two from now, let's see what happens with this labor agreement. It's on the table. There's no doubt about it. And if the Mets are blown away with an amazing package, fine. But you're not going to get the value that Francisco Lindor brings to your team. You're not. This season is not his fault. Yes, he was injured. It sucks. The guy played every day. Do we forget the guy had a broken finger and played? Missed one game? Do we forget that? Broken toe? Was in the lineup? Do we forget that? But the guy everybody, another guy everybody loves, Brandon Nimmo, he dives in the outfield. He's out for 3 months. You can't win with this fan base. And I'm not saying all of them, but a good amount of you schmucks don't deserve to ever see the Mets win a World Series. Ever. Because you're so damn negative about everything. You beg for stars. Why? I want this guy. I want that guy. I want this guy. And then when he's here, a week into the season, he stinks. You boo him and you want him out of here. That's a loser's mentality. It's garbage. It's nonsense. And I heard what Evan said on his show. Al's the biggest Francisco Lindor ass kisser. And I text him back. No, I'm not. I'm just speaking facts. How ungrateful this fan base is. And all the crap that has been spewed about his wife and him. It's a bunch of nonsense. Are you in the clubhouse? Are you in the business? No, you're not. Do you have somebody that you know who's around the Mets? No, you do not. I talked about it before, you know, all the beat reporters picked up on it and had their stories, how Lindor and Soto, the situation last year. And then Steve Cohen had to open his mouth and rehash it. And here we are again. And even though they clashed last year and, you know, they weren't the best of friends or whatever, still came down to the last game of the season. And they didn't score. They didn't make the playoffs. And then this season with high expectations, the trades they made, the guys they brought in, it's been a disaster. It's been a nightmare. The summer of no Mets. Now I'll go to a game here and there to hang out with people, have a frozen drink, say what's up. Collect my giveaways. But it's been a disaster. Freddy Peralta stinks. Marcus Semien stinks. Bo Bichette, first couple months of the season, stunk. Luis Robert Jr., somebody tell me when he's back. Jorge Polanco, does he even exist? Devin Williams, sucky first month of the season, and then last night, he did everything in his power to give that crap away after the dramatic Juan Soto homer. And yes, it was dramatic no matter how many games they're out. That was a great moment. It felt good. And then what happened? Whoop, give him right back. Luke Weaver, it's been tremendous. Tremendous. And Sean's prediction might come true. Luke Weaver should be the closer of this team. He's dominant. If you make him the closer of this team, guess what? And he continues to dominate, his value will go up. He's been outstanding. The fact that he was given an unearned run with a stupid ghost run on second base is a joke. He didn't put the runner there. Rob Manfred did. You know, I'm just tired of it. I thought all this crap would end after 2024. Apparently not. It didn't. And it's disappointing. But I'm not surprised. Because all you Lindorks, and I want to use another word, all you Lindorks, you Richards, don't appreciate when you have superstars on the team. Now, again, who you replace Lindor with? Mauricio? Ruben Tejada coming out of retirement? Jose Reyes leaving SNY? Who you putting there? No one. And the Mets farm system, no one is ready to take that spot. And when Mr. Peña is ready, he's 18 years old. When he's ready, there's no other guy I want mentoring him at spring training. And then when he's here with the team, then Francisco Lindor. If you're going to learn, you're going to learn from one of the best of his generation. And yes, he is one of the best of his generation. But you don't see it that way. Because you're blinded by your hatred and the crap that you spew. It's dumb. I know it's frustrating, the losing. I totally understand it. I'm frustrated. And I seen them win a World Series. It's disgusting, this season, the way the season has gone. It's been horrible. You add in from the middle of June last year till now, there's 6,000 games under 500. They're an embarrassment, a joke. But signing the right free agent, Tarik Skubal, fixes the top of your rotation. I still believe in McClain. I want to bring back Clay Holmes. Are you going to tell me the top three of Skubal, McClain, and Holmes, you're not on the right track? Now, I know Steve Cohen intervened when it came to Pete Alonso, when it came to Edwin Diaz. If you're going to intervene again, Mr. Cohen, Steve, casino lover, Tarik Skubal's the guy to do it for. And you get the trash that's on his team out of here. You know what I'm talking about. Mr. All-Star ABS Challenger, Mark Vientos. He stinks. That guy's the most selfish Met I can ever recall. In my lifetime, Mark Vientos. Brett Beatty, how many at-bats you want to see of him? How many times you want to see 200 in his average pop up on the screen, game in and game out? How many times? Before I realize, he's a backup, 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 backup. How many times? Mauricio, I feel bad for the kid. Hasn't really been given a full shot, legit shot. Has it? But he's not the answer. Watch him go somewhere else and kill it. Because I believe he will. I believe he will do it. Francisco Alvarez, because catching around baseball sucks, he's going to be on his team. But that's another guy. If a team blew me away with an offer for a catcher, I know a team that could use a right-handed hitting catcher. Ooh, the Yankees could. For sure. See what Austin Wells is batting his last 20 games? 77! That's what he's batting his last 20 games. 77! So again, Mets fans, the ones who spew hate and crap on social media and crap on these airwaves, who are you replacing Francisco Lindor with? And what kind of package do you think you're going to get back for him? Tell me, because if you give me a legit answer, I will say, you know what? You're right. I agree. Give me a legit offer. And don't give me these fantasy trades. It's not going to happen. Now, I did mention on Evan and Tiki last week when he had me on that a certain superstar shortstop wants to play in New York. And it doesn't matter which team. If you missed it, I'll tell you who it is after the break.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.